Springbok Radio proudly presents Tales from the Seven Seas. Stories specially written for this series by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen, and introduced by Hamish McLeod.
Should many people find it difficult to understand how a seemingly honest man can be co-opted by an enemy power to betray his own country, particularly if the man in question does not share the enemy's ideological beliefs. But the enemy is patient. He watches and waits until he discovers a weakness which can be used either to coax or coerce the potential traitor. And unbeknown to Lieutenant Neil Howard of the United States Navy, he had been under observation for some time. But it was not until October 1977 that the communists made contact. I called my story The Bait.
The goeie oude van Springbok Radio is terug. 20 onverkrijgbare liedjes nou op 1 CD. Met al jou gunstelinge, Virginia Lee, Cora Marie, Anton Quessen, Sonja Herold, Cupido en vele meer. Herdeel, Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
Looking for space to hang and dry your washing? Washline distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Washlines for every space and need.
Oh, boy, this is all I needed.
What is it, Neil? Another bill?
I'll say it is. Do you remember about 5 months ago I signed as guarantor for Andy Baker?
Sure, I remember.
Well, seems he's done a disappearing act, and I'm left holding the baby. $6,000 worth of baby.
What?
Here. Read it for yourself.
Oh, Neil, I said at the time it was a dumb thing to do, but you wouldn't listen.
All right, okay. I know what you said at the time. But how could I refuse without insulting him? He kept on saying it was only a matter of form.
What are we going to do? There's a pile of unpaid bills in the drawer.
Yeah,
I'm scared to look at them. We still owe the doctor for Lee's surgery. And Bobby's due for another visit to the dentist.
I know, Sandy,
I
know.
But I can't take him because
it's
we haven't paid for the
like
last visit.
It's just one thing on top of another.
Oh,
bad luck on top of bad luck.
How can we find an extra
$6,000
on our lieutenant's pay? You won't just have to write and tell him it's impossible. I mean, if we haven't got it, we can't give it to them. And even if we had, why should we? It's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, except that I signed my name.
Then you shouldn't have signed.
But I did, right? I did.
Because you were too stubborn to listen when I told you not.
Will you lay off, Cindy? What's done is done. There's no point shouting about it.
Trouble is, I haven't shouted enough. I've kept quiet and let you make all the decisions. Oh, look where it's got us.
Oh.
Neil, I am sick and tired of counting out the dimes to see if I can afford a cup of coffee when I'm out buying the groceries. And I am tired of searching through 5 or 6 shelves to find the bargains of the cheapest brands. And I am tired of saying no when the kids ask for the things that their friends have.
What you really mean is that you're tired of me.
Oh, no. Oh, Neil, I'm sorry. I guess I'm tired. Well, it's kind of depressing, a letter asking for $6,000.
Come here. I should have listened to you. It's all my fault.
Neil,
Neil Howard?
Good evening, Lieutenant Howard. I have heard that you are in some financial difficulty. I have a proposition I should like to put to you.
Who's this speaking?
One name is as good as another. Call me Joe.
Joe who?
What does it matter? The important thing is that if we can come to an agreement, your money worries are over.
How do you know I have money troubles?
Oh, word dropped here, word dropped there. You'd be surprised how soon the information spreads. But as I said, there's a way out of your difficulties, a simple way.
Look, I don't make any deals with an anonymous voice on the telephone.
Nor would I. That is why I would like to suggest a meeting. It could be very much to your advantage.
Okay, let's have a meeting. You know my telephone number, so I take it you also know my address.
I do, naturally. But I would prefer a meeting on neutral ground. Tomorrow you come off duty at 3 p.m.
How do you know that?
It is my business to know. When you come off duty, go home, change into civilian clothes, and go to the harbor. There will be a speedboat there, the Flying American. There will be a man on the boat. He will be expecting you.
There it is. A Flying American.
Jump in.
So, you're, Joe.
No, he's waiting for you. He likes to conduct his discussions where there is no fear of being overheard.
Fishing is one of my favorite pastimes, Lieutenant Howard. So restful, don't you think?
Look, you didn't bring me out here to talk about fishing. You the man who telephoned me?
Yes, I am the man.
Okay, then. Joe, what's this all about?
Money. It is all about money, which I am prepared to offer in return for a small service.
What kind of small service?
Your work in the naval base. You have access to certain information, such as a complete list of the personnel employed there.
Why do you want a list of our personnel?
I have my reasons. But for you, it would not be a difficult task, nor in any way dangerous. If you will agree to my proposal and bring me the list I ask for, I will hand over to you the sum of $2,000.
$2,000?
More than a fair price, I think. But then, I am always willing to pay for something I want.
I would have to think about it.
Take your time. I will go on with my fishing while you make up your mind. So, I confess I cannot understand why you hesitate to avail yourself of so generous an offer.
I'm not quite sure myself. Well, it couldn't do any harm. There's no way a list of personnel could be, well, used.
Whereas $2,000 could be by you. It would help to clear off some of your debts, relieve the pressure.
How come you know so much about me?
I have already answered your question on the telephone. People talk, one hears things. And it seemed to me that you would find $2,000 very acceptable.
I sure would. Mr. Personnel, you can find it out just by watching people coming in and out.
Yes. Anyone could.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, I'll do it. It's a deal.
Although my request is an innocent one, it might be misconstrued if some suspicious person saw you hand over a typed document. So, to obviate any unpleasantness, When you have the completed list, put it into a metal box, like this one for holding bait. Then bring it down to the harbor and leave it in the speedboat. You understand?
Yeah, sure. I disguise it as fish bait and leave it in the American Flyer. What about the $2,000?
The day after you have made your delivery, you will again come to the harbor. You will find in the speedboat a milk carton. The money will be inside.
Okay. So you get the fish bait and I get the milk.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Lieutenant Howard.
It was a simple matter for Lieutenant Howard to obtain the information which he had been asked for by the man who called himself Jew. The next afternoon he walked down to the harbor with an old metal box under his arm and a fishing rod in his hand. He left the box as instructed and returned the following day. The milk carton was there as promised, and inside was the money, $2,000. A month went by, and then there was another phone call from Joe.
It is imperative that I see you, Lieutenant Howard, immediately. The arrangements will be as before. The speedboat will be waiting for you.
Hey, just a minute. What's it all about, and why is it so urgent?
That I can only explain when I see you. Be at the harbor within the hour.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometers from the Philandsburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park, and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Flower Connection has just opened their flagship store in Linden, Johannesburg, at 65 on 4th, situated in 4th Avenue. For fresh cut flowers, plants and florist accessories at wholesale prices, come to Flower Connection. Call Jenny on 076-951-9449 or visit our website at www.flowerconnection.com.
Okay, Joe, here I am. Now, what's the problem?
To a direct question, I will give a direct answer. The problem is a new American method of tracking enemy submarines. We would very much like to share this knowledge.
Now, wait a minute. A list of personnel is one thing, but top secret information is another.
Is it? Somehow, I doubt that your superiors would make such a distinction.
What are you getting at?
Surely it is obvious, Lieutenant Howard. You have sold naval information to a... What is the official phrase? Ah, yes, to a foreign power.
I gave you a list of personnel. You didn't need me to get it.
Perhaps not. But the fact remains that you were willing to supply this information in return for a payment of $2,000. You are now on our payroll. That is how your superiors will regard the matter.
Oh, I'll deny it. I'll deny it. I haven't seen you.
And how will you explain the $2,000? Tell them that you found it in a milk cart. Oh, come, Lieutenant, let us be realistic.
You set me up. And I was dumb enough to fall for it. And now, if I don't do what you want, and be branded as a traitor.
The narrow-minded would regard you as such, but not intelligent man, Lieutenant. I freely admit arranging this situation, but think calmly for a moment. Think calmly. Is it right that scientific discoveries should be kept secret and used by one nation to the detriment of the rest of the world? Scientists of the world say no, it is not right. But they are in the power of politicians, and it is the politicians who are in control of your country's riches. They spend billions in the arms race and deprive the people. They do not deprive themselves. Oh, no, they know where the profits are to be reaped, and they reap them. While you, a man serving his country, are beset with financial problems, why should you suffer? Why should your family go without when you have access to an unlimited supply of money? You will remember that at our first meeting I told you that I was willing to pay well for anything I required. And for the information regarding the submarine tracking device, I am offering you 5,000.
5,000?
5,000.
But it would still be betraying my country.
National frontiers are man-made, artificial. We all share the same planet. We are all citizens of Earth. Only an accident of birth determines what we call nationality. Did you choose to be born in America? No. Why then should that piece of Earth claim your allegiance more than any other? It is sentimentality fostered by those who use you to their own advantage. I am asking you to perform a service for me, but I am prepared to pay for your services. Pay the full value.
Except that you started off by threatening...
Oh, a deliberate maneuver. To contrast the treatment you may expect from your naval superiors to the rewards I offer. Think, Lieutenant Howard, of all the years you have worked. Years. Think of your unblemished record. Yet they would disregard all this and break you simply because you handed over a list of names which is of no value. $5,000, Lieutenant Howard. A few more commissions of this nature, and not only will you be out of debt, but you will be able to start enjoying life.
You know, in the last couple of days, you suddenly turned into a chain smoker. That's about the seventh cigarette in 5 minutes.
Is it?
What's the matter, Neil? Why are you so nervous?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's just that I hate waiting. And I have an appointment to keep in another half hour. So all I can do is sit around until it's time to go.
But I thought you were going to go to the harbor to fish. At least you've left out your rod and fishing box in the hall. Aren't you going fishing?
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Well, then why are you all on edge, uptight? I thought fishing was supposed to relax you.
Look, Cindy, will you leave it?
No, I won't leave it. I want to know what's wrong.
There's nothing wrong, okay?
Oh, come on, Neil. You're sitting there smoking yourself to death. You're just strung out as an addict needing a fix, and you tell me it's because you hate waiting and that you have an appointment. Oh, but the appointment's to go fishing in the harbor. So you're nervous because you're going fishing, hmm? Are you expecting the fish to suddenly attack or something?
I asked you to leave it, Cindy.
I don't know what's gotten into you, Neil. I haven't said anything till now because, well, first I put it down to worry over all our bills. But it's more than that. I know it is. You've been different for the last 2 or 3 weeks, as if you've had something on your mind.
You know what I've got on my mind. $6,000 that I underwrote for Andy Baker. Plus all our own commitments.
No, no, it's not just that. I know you, Neil. There's something bothering you. Something I don't know about.
I told you what the trouble is. How will you leave it? Lieutenant Howard speaking.
Lieutenant Howard, Joe here. I am calling to tell you there is a change in plan.
Change?
A change in the method of delivery.
Oh, you're lucky you got hold of me. I was just about ready to leave for the harbor.
You will still leave for the harbor. You will find the speedboat unmanned. You will board her. You will then sail her out of the harbor and round the point to Wichick Cove. You will beach the boat there, leaving the goods aboard.
But I don't understand. Why all these extra precautions? You think that someone's suspicious?
I do not give explanations except when I deem them necessary. You have understood the instructions?
Yes. Take the boat to Wichick Cove and leave it there. What about the second part of the deal?
Of course. The third trash basket as you walk towards the road. You will find several orange juice cartons. They will not contain orange juice.
Orange juice cartons. In the third trash basket. Okay.
So you will leave for the harbor on schedule as previously arranged and then carry out the operation as instructed.
Okay.
And what was all that about?
Business, Cindy. Official business, not yours.
You're telling me that the Navy is sending you to Wichick Cove to go search for old orange juice cartons?
I'm not telling you anything, except to mind your own business. I've got work to do.
Work? Oh, a couple of minutes ago, you were chain-smoking to calm your nerves because you were waiting to go fishing. There's something very strange going on here, and I want to know what it is.
You know better than that, Cindy. You know perfectly well that I am not allowed to come home and discuss naval business.
But this is a naval business, and we both know it. Oh, Neil, you're not getting mixed up in anything crooked, are you?
Well, thanks a lot. It's always a comfort for a man to know that his wife is facing his honesty.
Oh, but it's not much of a comfort if a wife finds out that she's forced her husband into doing something crooked just because one day she was tired and bad-tempered and shut off her mouth about all the money they owed. Oh, there has been a difference in you in these past weeks, Neil. I'm not imagining it. You're not thinking of doing anything real stupid, are you?
No, Cindy. I am not thinking of doing anything stupid.
Because things aren't so bad, really. It'll take time to pay the money we owe, but we'll pay it.
Of course we will. And now I have to go.
No, Neil. I don't know what's going on, but whatever it is, it's wrong. Either you tell me or I drive to Wichick Cove. Dollars? Stuck into old orange juice cartons?
That's how they operate. Oh. The last time, it was old milk cartons. And now you know the whole story. Now you know why I'm doing it.
But Neil, I've
got no more time to waste, Cindy. You stay here. Don't answer the phone and don't talk to anyone. Not until I get back.
I think I should take care of those cartons, Lieutenant.
Okay, hold it right there.
But this is an outrage.
We are members of the Soviet UN mission. We come to this call for peace and quiet.
Oh, we can guarantee you that in jail. And the penalty for espionage is life imprisonment, just in case you hadn't heard.
You are making a terrible mistake. And you will pay for it.
Correction. You made the mistake. And you pay for it.
Nice work, Lieutenant Howard.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad it's all over. I was biting my fingernails in case something would follow it up at the last minute.
Well, now you can relax. We got all the evidence we need.
Lieutenant Neil Howard had not succumbed to temptation. As soon as he received the first telephone call, he informed the FBI, who instructed him to play along with the man calling himself Joe, which he did. And so Joe, alias Nikolai Kuranchev, who had tried to entangle Neil Howard in his net, was himself caught in a trap, as was his colleague Valdik Petrov.
You've been listening to Tales from the Seven Seas, written by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen. Listen next week at the same time to another enthralling story of the sea, produced by Andre Botman.